you obviously are the Draco experts, pretty much. And so our fearless leader, Misha, would like to know if you have a favorite Draco moment throughout the books, and if you have any opinion of what you think Draco might turn out to be later in life.
Favorite Draco moment.
I'm not going to pin down to one moment, but when he couldn't kill Albus Dumbledore, I wrote a whole song about that moment. That was a great moment to me. Because, you know, for me, I always knew Draco was a deep character, and until that point, you could argue that he was pretty shallow if you just read, you know, just having, if somebody could just read through the books once, you might not pick that up, but as soon as that happened, you realize there's something deeper going on with him, and he has the potential to be a hero. To me, that's a big moment to go to.
I think for me, similar, just like the cracks of the humanness showing through, and just his kind of realization that ambition wasn't all that it was cracked up to be, crying with Myrtle, and just realizing that he was kind of in over his head, and maybe like just to kind of get the feeling that everything that he was taught, kind of realizing that it might not be true, like that kind of moment that a lot of kids have when they realize that grown-ups can be just as misguided and stupid as kids and clueless. And time to think for yourself. Towards the end of the book.
The whole world is falling apart right there. His bond with his parents, especially, I won't say especially his father, but his bond with both of his father, his bond with his family is one of his strongest, most redeeming character qualities. And for him to see that his father, he might not agree with his father about almost everything all of a sudden. Everything is coming crashing down for Draco.